Booyah, snake boy, I muttered, letting out a tense breath. Stick that in your scaly ass and smoke it.
The action hero one-liner doesn't count if you mix metaphors, Susan said, panting.
Looks like no Harry Dresden action figures for me, I answered.
Did you get him?
Slammed the door on his curse, I answered. We should be safe for a while. Susan looked around her at all the lit candles, getting her breath back. I saw her expression soften and turn a little sad. We'd eaten a lot of dinners here by candlelight. We'd done a lot of things that way. I studied her features while she stood lost in thought. The tattoos changed her, I decided. They changed the proportions and lines of her face. They lent her features a sort of exotic remoteness, an alien beauty. Thirsty? I asked. She shot me a look with a hint of frustration in it. I lifted my hands. Sorry, I didn't think. She nodded, turning a little away from me.
I know. Sorry.
Coke?
Yeah.
I limped to the icebox, which was going to need more ice before long. I didn't have the leftover energy to freeze the water again by magic. I grabbed two cans of Coca-Cola, opened them both, and took one to Susan. She took a long guzzle, and I joined her.
You're limping, she said when she was done.
I looked down at my feet. Only one shoe. It makes me lopsided.
You're hurt, she said.
Her eyes were fastened on my leg.
Bleeding.
It isn't too bad. I'll clean it up in a minute. Susan's eyes never wavered, but they got darker. Her voice grew quieter.
Do you need help?
I turned, a bit warily, so that she couldn't see the injured leg. She shivered and made an evident effort to look away. The tattoos on her face were lighter now, not fainter, but changing in colors.
I'm sorry, Harry. I'm sorry, but I'd better go.
You can't, I said. Her voice remained very quiet, very toneless.
You don't get it.
I'll explain everything to you in a little while, I promise, but I have to leave. I cleared my throat. No, you don't get it. You can't. Cannot, literally.
What?
The defenses I put up have two sides, and they don't have an off switch. We literally, physically can't leave until they go down. Susan looked up at me and then folded her arms, staring at her Coke can.
Crud, she said. How long?
I shook my head. I built them to run for about 8 hours. Sunrise is going to degrade it a little, though. Maybe 4 hours, 5 at the most.
5 hours, she said under her breath. Oh, God.
What's wrong? She waved a hand vaguely.
I've been using some of the power to be faster, stronger. If I'm calm, it doesn't get stirred up, but I haven't been calm. It's built up inside of me. Water on a dam. It wants to break free, to get loose.
I licked my lips. If Susan lost control of herself, there was no place to run.
What can I do to help?
She shook her head, refusing to look up at me.
I don't know. Let me have some quiet, try to relax.
Something cold and hungry flickered in her eyes.
Get your leg cleaned up, I can smell it. It's distracting.
See if you can build the fire, I said, and slipped into my room, closing the door behind me. I went into the bathroom and closed that door, too. My first aid kit had its own spot on one of the shelves. I downed a couple of Tylenol, slipped out of the remains of my rented tux, and cleaned up the cut on my leg. It was a shallow cut, but a good 4 inches long, and it had bled messily. I used disinfectant soap with cold water to wash it out, then slathered it in an antibacterial gel before laying several plastic bandages over the injury to hold it closed. It didn't hurt, or at least I didn't pick it out from the background of aches and pains my body was telling me about. Shivering again, I climbed into some sweats, a t-shirt, and a flannel bathrobe. I looked around in my closet at a couple of the other things I'd made for a rainy day. I took one of the potions I'd brewed, the ones to counter the venom of the Red Court, and put it in my pocket. I missed my shield bracelet. I opened the door to the living room, and Susan was standing 6 inches away, her eyes black with no white to them, the designs on her skin flushed a dark maroon.
"I can still smell your blood," she whispered. "I think you need to find a way to hold me back, Harry. And you need to do it now."